In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, beloved of the Lord, and welcome. This is Catholic Meditation. Today is Thursday, the 14th of March, 2019. My name is Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, a spirit of always pondering on what is right and of hastening to carry it out. And since without you we cannot exist, may we be enabled to live according to your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Esther, chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, verse 11, and verses 13 to 14. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. I read from the Gospel. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. Everyone who knocks will have the door opened. Is there anyone among you who would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread? Or would hand him a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, evil as you are, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Persist in prayer, do not insist. Persist in prayer, do not insist. Dear friends, today we have presented for our meditation the popular passage of Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. While preparing today's meditation, I took off time to reflect again on these words of Jesus, and I, in turn, posed some questions that kept my mind troubled. The things we need that we have not had, is it because we have not asked? The millions who spend time in prayer and offer masses begging God for things and have not yet received or did not receive, is it that they did not ask? How else are we to ask? For how long are we to ask? Is Jesus sure about his words that whatever we ask for from him will be given us? Dear friends, you would agree with me that these similar questions trouble you. Now, to fully understand this passage, we have to make reference to the Gospel passage of Tuesday, the 12th of March, which was just 2 days ago. In that gospel, you remember, Jesus gave us a pattern of prayer. That is how prayer should be composed. That is the structure of every good prayer. And you recall, we brought out three aspects. Today, I would like to remind ourselves of two. We said a good prayer, one, should be directed towards God's honor and will. And secondly, that a good prayer must seek goodness. These two apply to today's first reading and the gospel. In the first reading, we encounter Esther, who has to go and plead for her people before the king. She begins by begging God, "Oh dear God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, you who promised that you would never abandon your people." Yes, she directed her prayer to God. And secondly, what did she ask for? "I beg you, I want to encounter the king. I want to speak on behalf of my people. They have been persecuted. I beg you, give me eloquence, that when I stand before the king, I may be able to speak to win him over." Good prayer. She sought goodness. She directed her prayer to God. And indeed, her request was granted. The psalm of today, Psalm 138, says, "On the day I called, you answered me, O Lord." God's good people, the first thing to say is, God always answers all prayers. We forget to realize that no is also an answer. It must not always be yes. It is also true that whatever we ask of from God, He would give us. But not any kind of thing. We must ask for good things. If you ask God for bad things, He will not give you. Your answer will be no. You must ask Him for goodness. So while asking, ask for what will be for your good and for good of others. And ask for what will give God glory, and that is in accord with His will. So if it is not His will, your answer will be no. If it is not for your good, your answer will be no. I give a simple analogy. Can a mother give her kid a knife as a play tool, even though the kid cries for it? Definitely, the answer is no. Why? Because she knows it is not good for him, as it may hurt him. But you would query me or query God. In my case, I did not ask for a knife. I asked for a husband. Is a husband a bad thing? Let me tell you. You may not know, but God does. It were better you stayed single and be happy than were married and you are in a hell of a marriage. Do not look at others and be envious. Not all that glitters is gold. How they wish they could tell you, but as it is said, some things are better kept silent. Some husbands, I tell you, are sharper than knives. The reverse is also true. Just how many who are in such marriages want to quit, and here you are asking God for it. God knows. And if He says no, it is because He knows it is not good for you. So no matter how much you insist in your prayer, God is never going to change His mind. What is not good for you is not good for you. Full stop. You cry for a husband. Then you have one. And no sooner have you begun the marriage than you start asking for a divorce. You start seeing your happiness has been taken away from you. So you see, God knows that you are better a happy person single than to be married. God is wise. Do not rush Him. He knows what is good for you. We should also learn to take no for an answer from God, which is an indication that what we ask for is not good for us and is not God's will. Persist in prayer, beloved, but do not insist. There is a difference between insisting and persisting. To persist is to pray non-stop, but you are open to God's will while you pray. On the other hand, to insist is to tell God exactly what you want. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane persisted in prayer. He prayed till He sweated blood. But He did not insist. He told God in His prayer, "Not my will, Father, let your will be done. Many times, dear friends, we insist rather than persist in our prayer. When you persist in prayer, you are open to God's will. And when you persist and His will is otherwise, do not insist. Accept His will. He may not give you exactly what you want, but your persistence will make you see the next possible option which He offers you, which will be for your good and in accordance with His will. So then, ask. And if you ask with the right mind and in the right way, God will give you what is yours. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.